You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're
sorry about last night. Coming to you from Stand Up New York Labs. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
The anti-slut-shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hi. Hello, welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked,
the anti-slut-shaming podcast. We're coming to you from Stand Up New York Labs in the beautiful, and it actually is now, New York City, guys. I'm Corinne.
Oh, I'm Christina, and the flowers are blooming. Semen smell is in the air.
Yeah, semen and lavender.
I was so glad that other people are like, yes, it totally smells like semen in the spring. I'm like, thank you. I thought I was crazy. And then I was walking down the sidewalk with Steven, and I was like, do you smell that? It smells like semen. He goes, oh, yeah, actually I do. I'm like, thank you.
See, I still haven't smelled the semen, but I mean, semen's, it's not that pungent in my experience.
It's not, but it all smells the same in my experience. It's not pungent, but there's a smell.
Huh.
It doesn't drive me crazy. It's not like, you know, Love Spell by Victoria's Secret or anything like that, but
right.
I smell it. I know it when I smell it.
No, Love Spell smells much cheaper as a former Victoria's Secret
employee. Oh, yeah. As a former high school student, I used to wear that shit.
Oof.
How was your week?
Eventful.
Yeah, what happened?
I had sex with two dudes.
Sweet.
And one was a black guy.
Score!
It was my second black guy, though. Everyone was like, oh, is that your first black guy? And I'm like, excuse me, I've been fucking black guys.
Yeah, but you even said your first one didn't count.
The early 2000s. Thank you very much.
The early 2000s.
Yeah, this was like a real black guy. Like, basketball player height.
Yeah.
Stature.
Yeah. Deep voice.
Lives uptown.
Yeah, he does.
Does he have a deep voice? Yeah, I guess he has a deep
voice.
He
does, I think.
I don't know.
He looks pretty black.
He's pretty black.
He's very handsome.
Oh, he is very handsome. He doesn't act black enough, though, but he was this weekend, so it was okay.
What do you mean? Like, talk black?
No, just act like more like I thug. I don't like people who like black people who act like white people, which I know we're going to get a bunch of letters like, what do black people act like? Guys, we all fucking know.
Yeah,
when we say
get your head
stereotypically what black people act like. And that's what I like.
Yeah. Nico is kind of like that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got that hood swag.
Yeah, you got a little have a little.
I love it.
Got to do thug life.
Sexy.
Come on.
I took a pregnancy test last night.
I heard. How did it go?
It went well.
Why did you have to take that, though?
So I have been feeling crazy lately. This birth control is making me...
I thought it was doing okay, though.
It was. And then, like, the past 2 weeks, I've just been so off and just depressed and, like,
so
crying at the drop of a dime.
Get off of it,
but
then.
Look at my skin. It looks so good.
It's not worth a mental breakdown.
I know. Well, I haven't had mental breakdowns. And a lot of times what happens to me is I put up with people's shit all the time. Everybody in my life, I put up with their shit, and I don't call them out on their shit. I just don't call people out on their shit.
I thought that was the whole thing that you were working on in therapy, though.
Yeah, it is. But with the birth control, I guess when I'm frustrated with someone, I have no filter. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of bitchier, but I'm really not bitchier. I'm just being honest. And people are like, wait a second, because they're not used to me being honest.
Right.
So they're like, you're going crazy. I'm like, oh, my God. And that makes me go even crazier.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel good. I've been working out a lot.
Mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
really helps. Because whenever I'm really anxious or angry, I just like sprint around my block and mm-hmm. it totally relieves it.
Yeah.
So now, but I'm like exhausted because I'm working out so much.
You will be like exhausted in the first few days, but then ultimately, in like a couple weeks, you'll just have more energy.
I hope so.
And you'll sleep better at night, so you'll feel more rested when you wake up in the morning.
If Corinne and I sound very calm right now, we're drinking bottled water.
Yeah.
We're both drinking bottled water, and she's wearing a sports bra.
I am.
I was going to wear a sports bra here, but I didn't.
Well, I mean, it's a whole shirt. It's a whole workout outfit.
Yeah, it's
not just a bra.
A sports
tank top.
You can
actually see my nipples, as the trainer pointed out. I was like,
oh.
Thanks.
Oh, you got a trainer.
Yeah, I'm not fucking messing around.
Oh, shit. Good for you. You look great.
I look all right. I don't feel that great. My skin, yeah, I showed up with no makeup. I've never done a podcast without makeup on. I know you guys don't know that, but I know it. And don't feel good.
I think you look fine.
No, my skin's kind of ratchet. Can I use that word there? I just like using that word. I work with too many Puerto Rican people, so I just always want to say ratchet because I think it's the most fabulous
word. I love
word.
That word. It really, it communicates what other words can't in certain times.
I don't even think I used it right, but it felt right. Like, it sounded right.
Yeah. I loved our last week's episode. We got a lot of good feedback.
You have a crush on Dan Savage.
Yeah, I was talking to Corinne about this. It's you know, since I've seeing him made it really escalate, but it is since I'm like kind of in love with him.
Right.
I mean, I'm sexually attracted to Dan Savage. I don't want to tell him that, and I don't think he'll give a shit. I know we're not going to have sex.
He was super grossed out by pussy, though.
I know, but like that doesn't deter me.
No, I mean, no.
I'm not going to, like, come on to him.
Listen, we all know I have a massive crush on my gay friend, who's also named Dan, coincidentally.
Oh, yeah.
And the first time I actually had sex with my ex-boyfriend, I called out Dan during sex. And he thought I meant my favorite singer, Dan Byrne. And I was like, no, I meant Dan Cronin, my gay friend, who looks like George Clooney and John Stamos had a baby.
How'd he take that?
I think he actually thought that was less weird.
Oh,
all my boyfriends are always very jealous of my love for Dan Byrne, and they should be, because Dan Byrne's a better man than they will ever be.
He's your number one boo.
He's my number one boo. Yeah. No, and also, okay, so Mother's Day is coming up, and that's fine, but I don't know if it affects
fine
you.
Fine and all.
I don't know if it affects you in the real estate business, but for me at the spa,
it does not.
It's just a reminder, and everyone else in the room, plug your ears, of how fucking stupid men are. And that's not the kind of podcast this is, but as far as like getting gifts for women in their lives.
Yeah. They don't get it.
Borderline retardation.
So what's an example?
Just like they'll call, and this is just a stranger, and you're calling another stranger who just happens to work at the spa, and they'll be like, I need a gift for my wife. What do I do? Like, what? Like panic.
They're helpless.
And just people wandering into the reception desk, just looking around like it's some sort of a mirror,
World War Z.
A mirror maze. I'm like, it's not that difficult. I mean, even if you've never been to a spa, there's a menu. So it's very much like going to a restaurant.
Right.
There's
Simple.
A menu with prices and explanations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing crazy is
going
to happen.
But they still ask you questions?
Just like,
they just don't know.
They just don't know. And then
guys don't go to spas, really.
It's not about that. It's just the end result is always panic and just like, put $700 on the gift card. She can do whatever she wants. And I'm like, that's so, it's not thoughtful.
Come on. It's your mom.
Well, it's just not, no, it's like, I think I speak for most women when I say it's not so much about spending a shit ton of money.
It's a thought.
And if it is about spending a shit ton of money, you're with a ratchet hoe. I'm so proud of myself.
Wait, you slept with a black man. Now you're kind of becoming black. Well, you're Puerto Rican. It's halfway there.
Well, I work with all Puerto Rican people. And then, I did sleep with a black guy. Oh, God, he was so great and black. Like, black in the best way.
Is he going to come on the podcast?
I mean, yeah.
Black in the best way.
I'll invite him.
That means
him.
He got a big old dick.
Yeah.
And a sweet ass voice.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to put my dick in you.
And his apartment was nicer than mine, and his bed was more comfortable than mine.
Oh.
Which is hard. I have a super comfortable bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no mice. He doesn't have mice.
No, he did have a roach on his floor, which I pointed
Ew.
Out.
He's That's like, fucking disgusting,
He goes, I've never had a roach on my floor. And I was like, no, I will say, I was so hungover too, and I was at his apartment. It's like the most hungover I've ever been. And I will say, I was so thankful to be at his apartment because cleanest toilet I've ever thrown
so
up into.
I so appreciate that.
I was going to say, you know, because I was trying to look at the positive bathroom. Side, and I was like, if I had to vomit up 10 drinks in the reverse order that I drank them in. And this was weird. Has this ever happened to you? So I was throwing them up, but it was almost like they were layered in my stomach because I was throwing up each drink completely separately. And I could
fucking
see
them. Like an umbrella comes out?
Yeah, it was like, it was like
tomato juice.
Tequila shot.
A mint.
Pear juice and vodka. And then just some celery because I ate some celery. But it was all separately. I've never had
Domino's.
It come out like that. No, I haven't been eating badly.
No, see, did you throw up? You threw up the next morning. I threw up the night of. If I'm going to puke,
I never
it's all
throw up
going
the night
out.
Of. Never.
No, I do. Mm-mm. And then, but the worst is those hangovers that last all day and they won't go away.
This
you
hangover
just
lasted like 3 days. I was
all
still
you can
feeling
do,
horrible yesterday.
I never prayed in my life except when I'm not hungover and when I drop my phone.
The only time I've prayed is when it was dial-up AOL and I could never get the connection. That was like 1996. I would make deals with God.
Please, please connect. And you
just
check
like,
my aim.
Listen, God, I don't believe in you, but if you make this connect right now so I can chat in the Pier 1 Imports chat room with my friends, which was the real thing I did.
I went home this past weekend. And I did not tell my mom about the podcast I was going to.
Yeah, I emailed you regarding that.
She has a weak heart. She's already had some heart attacks.
I know, but the weak heart is going to always be weak, right?
The thing is,
can you exercise your heart? Can you?
She can't. She's actually going to get a pacemaker.
Okay.
And the other thing, a pacemaker is for when your heart's too slow.
I thought she had one.
No, she's going to get one. She was going to get one, and then maybe you don't.
Right.
She needs the other thing for when your heart beats too fast, because she has every problem in the book now. But then it's, you know, because I was telling Corinne, I was inspired to be like, you know what, I'm going to tell my mom. Because Dan was talking about how he's such an advocate of people coming out at a young age, because that makes it just makes it less weird for everybody, for the gay community. And I was like, you know what, if Dan Savage could tell his Catholic mother that he sucks dicks as a teenager, I can fucking tell my mom I have a sex podcast.
Right.
And the thing is, I used to be afraid of her finding out, because when she finds out things about me that she doesn't approve of, she abandons me. That tends to be the pattern.
Nice.
But I'm not even worried. Yeah, you know, I'm not even worried about that anymore. Like, I don't even care. I just don't feel like dealing with it. And I don't think she has to know.
I understand that. I think for me with the parents is like, I feel like hiding since... when you hide something, it makes it seem like it's something that should be hidden or that's shameful. So that's my problem with it. So like, I didn't hide on my Facebook. Like, I'm sure like my uncle has seen it, and like, it's between like him, if he wants to like narc me out or whatever to my dad.
Narc you out?
Yeah, I mean, I know, you know what I'm saying. to my family, that's fine. He can do that.
Right.
But I'm just like, I'm not hiding it. Like, whoever finds out. Mm-hmm. And I haven't like told my dad. But I haven't told him, not because I'm ashamed, just because kind of the same reason. Like, I don't want to take years off his life.
Yeah.
He's going to obsess over it.
It's fine.
And it's not going to bother me at all. And then it's going to bother him. And then I'm going to feel guilty like I'm slowly killing my father.
Yeah, and I just don't want that. I don't want to ride with that. I don't want to ride with that.
He'll eventually
My mom's not going to live till she's going to be 108. Although, ironically, she might live until she's going to be 108.
It's always the people who you think are on the edge that just fucking live forever.
Yeah. But I was, when Dan was like saying how because he could talk to his parents about sex at a very young age, he felt that he could communicate with every sex partner he had at a very young age. I was like, part of me wanted to tell her, because I'm like, well, maybe my sex life is good. I don't gotta communicate.
So your one reason for telling your mom was to
maybe
improve
my sex
your sex
better.
Life?
Yeah, but it's already good, so I don't need it.
I don't know.
I just don't want the stress. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I used to like freak out. Like, oh my God, what's she gonna say? Now I don't even give a fuck. I just don't want her to tell her, because I don't want to get phone calls.
It's hard to freak out when it's like kind of not to be like conceited, but the most life-changing thing you've ever done. So
I know. Don't worry. It's not conceited. Let's read some feedback.
I mean, out of a list of not very, I guess. myself too.
You guys, we got a dick pic.
I did run a Spice Girls newsletter for 5 years.
I heard it was really good.
It was really good.
We need a Spice Girl on this podcast. If anybody knows a Spice Girl, you fucking tell her to email sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com.
I will faint.
This girl sent us a dick pic that she got, and it wasn't a picture of an actual dick. It was the shadow of this guy's cock.
It was so avant-garde.
Sent her, and it was amazing. She writes, could you guys be any more awesome? No, I think not. It's so awesome to hear from women that think about sex the same way I do. I don't feel like such a weirdo for being in tune with my sexual desires and needs. Okay, now to the real reason for this email. I'd been dating this guy for a month or so, and last Sunday he sent me an unsolicited dick pic.
Best kind.
Yeah. Usually that's not really my thing. I'm just minding my own business, and then it flashed with a cock. It's almost assaulting.
It is, but in such a good way.
I mean, it's not. It doesn't. I don't know. I've never gotten one. I mean, scaffold into that shit. It's just like sex. If you want me to look at your dick and like it, you're going to have to at least get my nipples hard first. Know what I'm saying? I added that know what I'm saying part. Getting a dick pic out of nowhere is really not sexy, but for this time it was different. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, but this picture I can't. I can't settle on a single one. Seriously, who the fuck does that? So she goes, number one, it's a nice cock. Agreed. A lot of bush. There's a lot of like,
yeah.
The bush had a shadow.
It wasn't my favorite dick pic.
It
was very Williamsburg.
Two, he didn't use he did use the rule of three in composition. Four, how long did it take him to set that up?
Right.
Five, creative, self-absorbed, who are you? Six, it's a fucking shadow.
Right. Well, my favorite part of this email was that she not only sent us the dick pic, she sent us
the screenshot
conversation. Like, it's so funny what people share
of her
with
talking
us.
To her friend about it.
Because I'm like, do you hear the stories we tell? We're obviously not mentally stable. And like, we make poor decisions all the time.
Most of the time.
Yeah, like 99% of the time. So it's funny that people are like, help us. I'm like, help me.
Help me.
Can someone
guys.
Help me?
Help
please?
Help us.
I need help.
Help us help you. Help me.
Oh my gosh. So let's read this one. Hi, Christina and Corinne. Hey, my name is Hashem. If you can't spell that, you could call me Hash. I mean, we don't need to spell on the podcast, but my friend is Muslim and has the same last name. So I think it's like Hashem, maybe. I'm 17 years old, 18 on October 27th. There's a lot going on here. Anyway, I live in Jordan. I like how you put in parentheses a country in the Middle East. Wow, the people really do think Americans are fucking retarded. I knew where Jordan was.
We're a little.
And I was very excited. And being sex positive or generally talking about sex is something abnormal if in public. And since our country is religious and mostly consisting of Muslims and Christians, it really blocks out everything about sex and fucking.
Those Christians. Of Muslims, they don't fuck. They don't fucking talk about it.
I grew up surrounded by people who are not at all sex positive, and if anything related about sex comes up, they seem to be awkward about it, and they see it as something to be ashamed of, which is common. It's not just in Jordan. To be clear, I am a Muslim. However, I'm not really that religious, and I don't see the point of it, since religion is in fact being kind to others and helping others and basically not harming anyone. Amen to that. I am also a virgin and a bisexual, and you guys are the first people I'm telling this to, although my older brother thinks I'm gay. He got over it by now. Good. And being gay or bisexual is seen as something to be ashamed of here. Something I would appreciate you guys talking about. I am a virgin. If I stay a virgin, I would like to marry a virgin, since it would be more comfortable to be with someone who is in the same level you are in. And
never,
I know you guys
never had
talked
that
about this, but you never talked about virgins being in that position. So I'd appreciate your opinion on the two. Okay. I've never had sex with a virgin.
Me either.
And when I was, yeah, even when I was a virgin.
I learned from all of my sexual partners.
Me too.
Because they were always more experienced.
Right. And I don't think there's anything wrong. I mean, but I we kind of discussed this a little bit last week with Dan Savage, because the whole tier of sluttiness and kind of being on the same sex level as your partner. And Dan kind of said that's not
necessarily
in his opinion. Of course, that's just one man's opinion, but a smart, you know, well-versed in sex man. I mean, are you my question to you is, are you sure you want the person you're going to marry to be a virgin because of the same sexual experience level, or is it because you want someone who's untouched and untainted?
Right. Well, I don't know. It kind of sounds like he wants someone of the same experience.
I'm just
level.
Playing devil's advocate,
of course,
because
of course.
I've had so much experience, especially with the man versus woman thing, where it's like they just want
men
someone.
Men value virgins.
And it's so fucking creepy.
Women don't give a fuck.
Yeah. It's, I mean.
What is that?
I don't know.
What is it about? We'll ask our guests.
I don't know. Does he know a lot about women?
Virgins? Our guest?
We'll see.
I don't know.
It's weird because he's sitting right to my left.
Staring.
But yeah, all right. Well, I like that. I like these. I love the letters from different countries.
And he's bi. And I feel like a lot of people give men shit for being bi. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're bi. So you're gay. You're gay. Like a lot. I heard that a lot. Like in
well, I don't
college.
Think anyone's 100% straight.
No, me either. I don't either. But I like that he's bi and that he wrote us and that we're the first people he told.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus. I hope you're comfortable with telling half a million people, because we just did.
Well, we didn't give him all details, just everything he said in his email.
Just everything. Well, he didn't say don't read it, so yeah. Hope that was okay.
Yeah, thank you for writing us, and I hope you find what you want.
Yeah.
Oh, someone said they wanted to choke you on the SoundCloud comments, but in a good way.
That's
and I didn't
so common.
It. So common.
Yeah, no,
some guys really want to get choked.
Well, apparently I didn't realize the choking thing was something so special and unique to me.
I don't think it is. No,
yeah,
offense.
It's no, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but
everyone
don't talk about it.
Well, everyone's like, that's like the thing, like across the board, because I talk about it in my stand-up too a little bit. Everyone gasps and talks to me about it.
Really?
And like, that's like the one thing that they can't. They're like,
dude, I've been pushed against walls and like pushed peep guys against walls. I've used whips. What the hell is that?
Well, that's very dramatic.
It's not dramatic. It's props.
No, I'm saying that's like, it's like literally like drama.
Yeah.
Like a play, like some sort of a Renaissance.
I'm
festival.
Not in a knight uniform.
I hope
I'm
not.
I'm naked.
I would picture you in a wench uniform anyway.
Yeah, that's true. With like
you can get those
like up
titties
to my, up
yeah.
to my chin.
Big tits.
Oh my God. Yeah. I could eat like a fucking raisin bread off of it. I don't know why I said raisin bread. The fuck is that? You know, medieval people and their fucking
all
carbs.
All their fucking raisin bread. I love raisin bread. All right. Well,
should we bring our guest on? He's staring at us.
Yeah.
We want to play a bit that you do.
Can we play?
We really like. No, we really like.
It's good for the podcast.
It's related to what we talk about.
The slut bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Cool?
Yeah. Because that's one of my favorite slut shaming bits.
Oh, thanks.
in all of the slut shaming bits in New York City comedy scene.
Of all of them, Mark has the best. Okay, so let's play it, and then
we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to go into really personal sex questions. Is that cool with you?
Sure.
Okay, great. All right, so this is our guest this week is Mark Normand. He's a comedian and all about a wonderful person. I don't really know him that well.
Oh, he's great.
I mean, I know him on a comedian level. So this is a clip that I really like of his.
I feel like we're so mean to promiscuous girls in society, aren't we? Slut, whore, she's loose, she's easy. Well, what is that? Don't we all like sex? Why are we getting mad at the one group giving it away? Yeah? We all like Banana Republic, but they have a sale and nobody calls them a whore. Yeah? I don't get it. We got a black president now, gay marriage is legal here, yet sluts are still oppressed. That's the one group in this country that still gets stepped on. And I'm the only guy sticking up for these women. Right? Even women will stick up for them. Those sluts are ruining for everybody. No, you could put out too. Come on. I genuinely don't understand it. I feel like if we're going to make fun of a group of girls, let's make fun of the prude girls, right? They're the boring, annoying ones. Let's kick them off the high horse, yeah? They've had it too good for too long. Why do we reward these women? I don't put out till 3 months into a relationship. Yeah, because you have nothing else to offer. Get a personality together. Come on, kick it up a notch. Let's go. Because let's be honest, prude girls, they're like mom and pop shops. We all pretend to like them, but they're more expensive and they close early. Promiscuous girls are like Walmart. Right? Everybody makes fun of them. Everybody talks down to them. When you're inside one at 4 a.m, you're like, man, I'm glad these are around. Woo! All right, hey. I just want to point out that joke is pro-women. Oh, yeah, I'm on your side, horse. Somebody's got to be.
Oh, Mark Normand.
That was amazing.
That was great.
I love that. I just really love that's always, since before we did this podcast, that's always like, I'm like, what a fucking great.
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe it's his cadence or I don't know why, but I can recite every joke he does verbatim, like exactly the way he does it.
Right.
And that is one of my favorite ones because it's like, oh, I'm like a Walmart. I'm useful.
Well, because it's nice because it's not so like cheesy and like feminist and like anti slut shaming that it's obnoxious or like precious in a way, but it makes a point that's like,
it's a great point.
Why are we
shaming the people that we're actually hanging out with the most?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's just all the slut shaming just comes from insecurity, both on the men and women's side.
You get one of my friends sent me a article about Monica Lewinsky and her resurfacing. Uh-huh. She did an essay for Vanity Fair, just talking about.
I was like, is Mark going to join?
Yeah, Mark, come on, Mike.
We're done. We played it. I know comics don't like to be in the room when their bits are being played. You couldn't have heard it anyway because it was on the headphones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Normand, you really don't like hearing your bits?
No, I hate it.
Really?
I've never seen anything I've done on TV or anything.
Oh, you're one of those fucking
me?
Johnny Depps in the room, everybody. Never saw Pirates of the Caribbean. Shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm wearing
Johnny.
Eight scarves.
Johnny Depp never saw, what's it,
Johnny Depp? Johnny Depp has never seen a Johnny Depp movie. And I was like, I mean, like, I don't know. That was mine.
How's the volume?
Good, I'm good. Mine's down. I'm good. I didn't touch anything.
You look so tan.
Oh, thanks. L.A. Aww. L.A.
L.A.
Yeah, La La Land.
How was
that?
Good times.
So, Mark, none of us have fucked. Neither Corinne and I have fucked.
Yes, that's true.
But Mark is a person that, I think Mark and I share a mutual attraction for each other. And
hey,
when I think,
right.
I mean, I know. We talked about it.
And that's
why I wanted to have him on, because I wanted to talk about that. Because people get weird talking about that.
This is the guy I'd like to fuck episode.
Yeah.
There you go. That's Isn't that the best when someone you know... has a you like and well not like but no you know
yeah
Oh boy.
They'd get it in, and then one would receive and one would give, and it's mutually agreed upon that would happen.
My whole life is just people I'm attracted to that don't like me, so it's fun when it's mutual.
Right. That's your whole life?
Pretty much.
No, it's not.
You're a good-looking person, I think most people would agree. You don't think? I mean, you're
very charming and like boyish and dress well and funny.
Oh, wow. Jeez. These are all things I've never heard.
Oh, really?
Are you serious, though?
Well, you know, I'm a normal guy, I think.
Girls love normal guys.
Girls like weirdos and then cool guys.
You're a little weird.
I guess I am
a little weird.
Because sometimes I can't tell, like, if you're your stage persona or if you're you. Like, what's the real you?
This is me, baby. You got it.
This is how you talk on the phone to your mom?
Yeah. She hates it.
Hey, mom. Yeah. You whore.
She is a real pussycat. That one. But yeah, boy, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
it's great to be here.
Absolutely.
I didn't know Dan Cronin was gay. That's a first.
Dan Cronin?
Do you know Dan Cronin?
Do I?
No, you don't. Oh. I don't think you do. He's my gay friend.
Oh, is that a famous person
maybe
also?
Maybe I'm thinking of Dan Crone. He's a comedian.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
We just outed Dan Crone on the podcast and he's not even gay.
Like, oh, okay.
Fuck? I mean,
he might be,
sucked.
But I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's a Boston comic, but he might be gay. So,
okay.
Sorry, Danny. Oh, boy.
I really hope we didn't ruin his life.
Oh, he'll be fine. He needs the plug.
Oh, my gosh.
How you doing, man?
Good. A lot of good stuff. I was listening. Sorry if that was awkward. But
no, I don't care.
Good stuff. I love hearing women be honest. The women, there's so much bullshit with women that it's nice to hear the truth.
There's a lot. You know what I was thinking? And I don't, tell me if this is the same with guys. But I feel like, and this might not be the same with you, Corinne, but a lot of women I know, and myself included, like, we always, women in the media, we get ridiculed, female celebrities, if you're female and you're in the limelight, you just get ridiculed for every pound you gain, every piece of clothing you wear, and this pressure, it's like we carry this pressure with us to be hotter than everybody else, and it's always like we're just waiting to we want to, I formulated this thought in my note, but like, it's always like, we're not good enough. We're never good enough because there's always hotter and better and more fashionable and less annoying. There's just so much pressure.
And less annoying?
I don't know.
That was
whatever.
A really personal one for us.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't mind being annoying, actually. But I feel like there's a pressure that women carry.
Of course. If you're not sexy enough, you're a loser. If
you're
too sexy,
best friend,
you're a slut.
Yeah. Or you're the lead actress.
Right,
like,
right.
It's like, that. Do guys feel that way?
Well, I mean, it works out for guys because there's so much competition on you guys that you guys really step it up in the looks department.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm working on a joke about this. I'm going on dates and stuff, and a lot of girls have nothing to say. And I'm not saying women aren't interesting. I'm not generalizing. I'm saying these girls I've been going on dates with, and they dress to the nines.
Look
they look amazing. The makeup, the hair, the outfit. And then I'm just like, just spend less time on the makeup and have an anecdote. Yeah. Something.
Right.
Give me something.
Talk to me. Be present.
Yes,
something.
Yes.
But that's the same thing with men. Really good-looking men often.
Oh, sure,
because
sure.
Because it's a crutch, so you so often don't have to
you get dates based off
your
looks.
Exactly.
That's what it is, yeah.
And when you're a beautiful person, like a really good-looking guy, a really good-looking girl, I feel like you just float through life.
You get through life,
almost a disservice because no one ever tells you when you're not interesting or when you're being annoying.
Yes,
or when you're not.
Yes.
They just let you pass.
Right. We care about our bad breath, but not about our bad personalities.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey,
I like
write that down.
The arm movements you did with that, Mark.
Sorry, that's how I think and talk.
You would be a great air traffic controller.
Oh, yeah. Bring it in. Great jokes coming at you. Yeah. I'm Sicilian, so I got a lot of big whoppy family, you know?
Yeah.
The other thing I was talking to Corinne about is like when someone is attracted to you, I like when men are attracted to me, I like it. And I'm sure men like when women are attracted to them.
Of course.
But I think as a result, women have more people attracted to them than men, at least that they know of, than men do.
I think faster.
Yeah.
You could, a woman, like, it's just like immediate. Whereas a man, a lot of like girls are like, I got to get to know
him. Is he funny?
Yeah.
Do I feel comfortable with him? All of that stuff gets in the way.
Because there's so many times when like I'll meet someone and I'll be like, that person was repulsive, and then 6 months later their dick is inside me. I'm like, I guess they weren't that repulsive.
Right, exactly.
Right?
They got to wear on you a little bit.
Oh God, you can wear me down. That's like, I'm very wear downable. I'm like, oh fuck it. Yeah.
But as a result though, women, like, I always, like, we feel like sexy and empowered from that. Do guys ever feel that way?
Of course.
Yeah.
Men throw out compliments way more than women. I wish you guys would throw them back.
A lot, yeah.
Your boyfriend said that.
Steven said that too. Yeah. He's like, we were at a gay bar and these men were fawning over him.
The best.
And he's like, I wish that straight women would tell me they're attracted to me.
Which I get, because if you did that though, there'd be a lot more guys, you know, you give us an inch, we'll grab your ass.
That's the whole Craig Mahoney thing, because I just kept telling him that he was like so attractive. And
what? Mahoney?
That's what everyone says.
Wow.
Mahoney is attractive. I'm sorry.
Really?
He's super attractive.
Oh, good for him.
Christina agrees.
Moly. Yeah. I don't know what men are attractive.
That's a hot man.
Really?
That's a hot piece of man.
Wow, good for Mahoney.
Yeah.
All right. I had no idea. I can't tell. John, he's not attractive, right? We're all in agreement on that.
Oh, yeah.
Something and also not true.
I'm joking, Johnny. I love you. That's the producer guy. Sorry for you at home.
I think men have a very different... Men don't really seem to understand what women find attractive in other men at all.
I would love to know, but I get it wrong every time.
What do you think we like?
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, every girl's different, but I know we all like...
Step one, correct.
Okay.
First point.
I know you like tall. That seems to be a...
See, I don't.
Yeah, I don't care.
What?
I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
Really?
I don't like short, but if you're too tall, it's unattractive.
As long as you're at least... Short, so if you're as tall as me with heels on, we're good.
Wow.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I don't need the height to... feel like I'm with a man or protected or anything like
and
that.
And too tall is like the parts don't match up.
Am I a midget?
Right,
how tall?
Right.
Although my dad is 6'6 and my mom is 5'2.
6'6?
That's similar, except my mom is like 6'1 and my dad is 5'7.
Yeah, you have a tall mom.
Very tall mom. Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right.
So,
well,
yeah, tallness, nope. We don't care about that.
Muscular or tone?
No, nope. Not so much. I like a little chunky.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, oh boy. I'm killing it up.
Something to grab onto.
All right. If you guys like wrinkly sacks, I'm in. I have got a real wrinkler down there. It's like tin foil. All right. You like a facial hair?
I do like facial hair.
All right. Double. All right. I can do that.
5 o'clock shadow.
These are
funny,
but yeah, I was like, okay, so funny.
Okay.
Funny,
I think, don't really pay attention to the physical.
I think
as much
funny
as,
almost across the board is
every woman.
Yeah,
likes a funny
I've
guy.
Never like not heard that. I like someone who's really boring and doesn't laugh at jokes. No,
well, you know what's weird is some girls I've met, you tell them jokes and it's just right over the head, and you're like, well, you like a funny guy, but I'm these
you're
are
not getting
you have
it.
A specific these style gems. Though.
That's true. But I mean, I have some that I stockpile.
Right,
you know,
right.
I keep a couple that work, a couple A closers.
You got some lines up your sleeve.
Yeah, of course.
That you pull out when necessary.
Yeah.
So if the girl for guys, if a girl doesn't get it, you're just like, well, this is over.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't hang out if you're not getting
my humor. If you're not laughing at me,
right?
What the fuck's the point?
Well, it's a certain lack of intelligence too.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and that's not attractive.
It's understandable. It's not
right. Yeah, that's what it is. But I hate those guys who are like, I need a woman who laughs at my joke. I'm like, well, you're not funny. So
that's
kind of shitty to say.
So that's the problem. Mm-hmm.
But
misogynist.
Yeah. But if, you know, we're comedians working around town.
I wish everyone could see Mark's hand motions.
So many motions.
Yeah.
He motions like he talks. Like just like a carnival fair in the 50s. Kind of like, hey, kids, come on, step on down.
All right. I'll take it.
Oh, my God.
Is that how you talk all the time?
Yeah, this is my voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you talk
like
in bed?
I don't believe that.
What are you like in bed?
I would be exhausted if this wasn't. In bed, I lower the volume a little, so it's not as annoying.
Even since you were a little kid, you had such a specific cadence?
You know what it was? I grew up in the South. I grew up in Louisiana,
right.
And I hate the Southern accent. I despise it,
mm-hmm.
And I never wanted it. And I think maybe as a kid, subconsciously, I kind of worked on getting away from it.
That
and,
makes sense.
Yeah, and I watch a lot of old movies as a kid, so maybe it all just kind of popped in.
Okay. See, now there's that makes that it's all coming together now.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm just glad we had you on for that alone.
Oh, hey.
Spent a lot of time thinking about that.
Learn something new. Oh, really?
Why does he talk like that?
How the fuck does he talk like that?
I don't know.
I don't think it's... I mean, maybe it's...
No,
it's
I love it,
obvious.
But I just...
I really like it, though.
Mm-hmm.
But back to our attraction.
Oh, yeah.
We got off of that.
All right. Well, I guess it's my job to lead this very... Because, I mean, I always feel uncomfortable.
Really? You look very comfortable.
Only for you. You know what? This was such a nice episode because I was like... I didn't fuck Mark. I don't want to fuck Mark. No offense. And I don't give a shit. So I'm just showing up right straight from the training session.
Yeah, good.
Time is money, girl. Time is money, guys. I don't even know what that means. Or why?
I showed up hoping to fuck both of you.
No, but then John's here. He wants to fuck you, maybe.
Oh,
I don't know.
That didn't happen. It's just the way he's laying on the couch. You know,
that's true at all. I meant to ask Mark if there's anything off limits, but we're just going to go for
it. No limits.
There's no limits.
Is there anything off limits? You want to tell us right now on the mics?
Can you please tell us if there's anything that we're not allowed to say on air while we're on air?
Oh, look at that cute girl.
I think we're good.
Okay. So you recently, or not that recently, came out of a very long-term relationship.
Uh-huh.
Is this true?
Yeah, it's true.
Is this off limits? Did you not know I was going to bring this up?
This might be.
That's what we wanted to talk about.
I have no feelings, but I don't want to hurt anyone else.
No, I hear you. Okay. But you're on the market now because you said you were dating?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure?
Call in if you've seen me.
All right. But you and Christina, you met like 2 years ago. And did you immediately want to... That's according to the email.
Two years ago?
Was it that long?
Was it the Comedy Cellar?
Yeah. Obviously, it was a really important moment for you.
I used to hang out there all the time because I wasn't doing a lot of shows. So right. I was like, I'm just going to hang out where everyone's doing shows.
We also really wanted to befriend David Tuck.
Oh, yeah. And we did.
Of course.
And we did. But he's long forgotten because I haven't seen him in a while.
Oh, he's the best. Yeah. I remember seeing you. Gorgeous. Blew my mind. Aww. And, you know...
Yeah, we heard the rumor going around the rumor mill.
No, Will Sylvans told me.
Oh, yeah, I was like, Will, I thought you guys were fucking.
Really?
That's what I just assumed.
Oh. Do you just think everyone's fucking?
Do guys assume that a girl and a guy is fucking when they're like when they hang out?
Well, I'll tell you, when I heard you weren't.
In that case, I'm fucking a lot of people, apparently.
I just assume, you know.
Right.
He's a funny guy, good-looking gal. Yeah, so I just assumed.
We have seen a photo of his dick.
He has showed me.
Who hasn't?
Very big.
Some photos.
Large.
It's intimidatingly large.
It's a little big, yeah. It's a little much.
You've seen it, too?
We have a different relationship now.
We've all seen it. Do guys show each other their dicks?
No.
Is this a thing?
Not really. I mean...
Just a Will Sylvans thing.
Jokingly, like, I'll be like, so, What's this on my pants? And I'll like have it plopped out, and my friend's like, ah, geez, you know, like stuff like that, but nothing.
A guy
sexual.
Like
the
a girlfriend.
Bit in the movie yeah. Waiting.
Yeah, we'll do a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But nothing like check out my cock. What do you think? You know.
Here's my giant cock for you to judge.
What right.
You, yeah, because girls, I've never been like, yo,
here's a tit
or here's my puss.
Actually, no, I've like when at parties in college, I used to like drop my boob on girls' faces when they're.
Oh boy,
out.
That is fun.
They're my friends.
But yeah. But
that's
like
hilarious.
You're
like
naked.
Teabag?
But you're naked.
No,
breast?
Like, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was drunk too. You know, it's just like it's like teabagging.
I think in general you're a sillier person than I am.
Yeah, I use my body in sillier ways.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not into the.
Just drop it.
No.
I would just like drop it.
I like really to. Funny. I like to use the stuff, but for other purposes. Okay, that's fine. I'm good that we addressed that.
Just me, guys.
No, silly is good.
Oh, well, you guys, I can't even, I don't even know what this episode is about other than me looking across this table as Christina and Mark give each other the eye.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on.
Come
I was looking
on.
At John.
Yeah, I don't think that you were. I don't think that you were.
Well, she was moving her jugs around, so, you know, I didn't know where else to look.
That's a thing that happens a lot here on the podcast. All right, so I have some real, actual things. So Christina and I, we were texting this weekend or this week, and in a relationship, I feel like there's a lot of, like, problems, like everyone has a problem
sure.
or an issue or something that like fucks with them for their whole life. A lot of times it's like, what? I'm getting
I
to
know,
something.
I know.
A lot of times it's like a familial issue. It could be a health issue. It could be some sort of addiction issue. And I have this theory that like everyone has like certain issues that they're good with dealing with. Like for me, if you have like a fucked up family life, I can't date you. Like
really?
I just have no patience for that because I came from a very good family, and like if we're gonna have to talk for 9 hours about before we go to like Christmas dinner about how your mom's gonna talk to you, like I can't
you don't
do
have
that.
Patience for that.
I just can't do it, and that's fine, and I know that going into it. So do you have any issues like that that you're just like, I can't deal with a girl who has X-ish, like, you know,
sure.
X issues?
I mean, first of all, I know what you mean by the family thing, but I find that people with fucked up families are more interesting and more realistic. So I think I bond with
right.
them.
I mean, it's not like I grew
family.
Up like rich and like slutting or and
no,
stuff.
No, no, yeah. I had a great family life too.
Yeah.
But I just find that, you know, they're richer people.
I feel like like they're a lot of people with fucked up families tend to be like older.
Yeah,
than they are, like
older
souls.
Right.
That's a common trait that I found.
But it does kind of annoy me because, especially like as a comic, it's almost like if no one's like interested in listening to you if you've had a good life and a good childhood.
Right, right, yeah.
So that's like a stigma, and it's annoying.
That doesn't necessarily, yeah.
Because I had a really good childhood, but I always say, like, don't worry, I fucked it up real bad in my 20s on my own. Like,
right.
I did, so I'm just as jaded as everybody else, and almost, like, with no reason to be. So
yeah.
That's, like, maybe that's even a deeper issue that I should look into. But I don't know, that's just, yeah, I don't know. Just with people I date, when they have the family issues, I can't. And then also like deep levels of insecurity. That's another thing that I can't deal with.
Right, right. You don't have that as a comic?
No.
I thought we all had that.
No, I think I'm the only not insecure or like one of them.
Really?
I think I'm one of the only happy ones.
She's one of the only happy ones.
She's one of the only insecure ones.
I'm happy too.
Only secure ones.
Secure.
Yeah.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm happy. I'm with you.
I'm happy.
I'm all about happy. These guys, I can't write a joke. I'm too happy. I write tons of jokes when I'm happy.
Yeah.
When I'm depressed,
I'm
nothing.
Useless. Yeah.
I'm a husk.
Right.
But my issue that I can't, if I meet a girl, it's uptightness. And I'm not talking about like, don't put it in my ass, I'm uptight. I'm talking about like, like
that is the first thing I thought of.
You know, a dirty joke and she's like, oh my God, well I never, like, to me that is just
sensitive,
gross.
Yeah.
To me that's like an ignorance to that.
It's also very
so
immature.
Yeah, and they think they're better than you for some reason. You know, like if you make a fart joke, they're like, oh boy, this is appalling. And you're like, shut the fuck up. Get out of here.
Ass.
Yeah. So that's my thing. I can't stand that. Guy or girl.
Right.
Me too.
That's why you guys are fun. You could fart all over each other.
Yeah.
It'd be a fun time.
I wouldn't do that, but I wouldn't, you know, people have farted on me and I'm still friends with them to this day.
Same. But I hold it against them.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Remember that one time, you asshole?
Actually, my best friend Tommy, he has farted on me and I told him that's why we can never have sex. He's also
that's
gay.
What you, yeah, and he is very attractive.
But he's gay, but he's very offended by the fact that I told him I'm not sexually attracted to him.
Oh, interesting.
Because he's like,
because
gorgeous.
He's so gorgeous.
He's like an Adonis.
Oh, really?
He's one of the best looking people I've ever met.
Wow.
In my life.
I vouch.
Not attracted to him at all.
I'd love to meet him.
You know what though? I've met people that are like men that are just beautiful, and I'm like, doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's certain things like I don't want you to be 8 feet tall. I don't want to be 500 pounds. But other than that, I'm pretty giving. Like I'm pretty lenient on my physical, like what I like and what I don't like physically. And I don't like scrawny. Like really, really, really skinny.
Yeah.
But some girls
me,
love
like that.
Like in high school, all my girlfriends loved that like skinny skater guy.
Because that was it.
Not for me.
I feel like sometimes people aren't even sure what they like until something is popular, and then they're like, oh, that's what, like, you know, Kim Kardashian's popular. Oh, I like big butts now. Do you like big butts, or do you just think that you should like big butts?
Right.
Big butts are nice.
I like big butts.
Or, have you always liked big butts?
I think so, yeah.
Even as a baby?
Yeah. You could just lay on them. Yeah.
Well, exactly. There's a certain level of comfort in someone, like the way someone is shaped.
Oh, I love that.
That's why
shape.
I don't like really muscular dudes. They're really uncomfortable to be in bed with. It's actually painful.
And also the whole idea.
Yeah, to lay on someone who's really muscular. Have you ever?
No.
I had a guy I was dated who was jacked, and I woke up with a sore back because of
they're
from
hard,
sleeping on him.
Their
it was
body's
like
hard.
Sleeping on a wooden table.
Yeah.
It was really uncomfortable.
Yeah. Also they drink the whey protein and they go work out and everything. That to me, that's strange.
That is a thing. People
not working out. Nothing wrong with that. But like I'll go to the gym.
The big box on their fridge.
Yeah,
like that big can.
They got the buys and tries checklist on the wall and all that shit. Like,
but
come
in
on,
a way,
live
it's
life.
Obsessive in the way that people would think it's strange the way, amount of time we spend in dark
makeup.
Bars doing
that's
comedy.
That's true. But you know, our thing is creative. We're creating something. They're just building their
muscle?
Glutes, you know?
I know. Some people just
some
love
people
and find like a real like next level spirituality in working
that's
out.
True. That's true.
I like
I
the pain
it.
In working out. I love that pain.
Well, it is kind of that thing, like the way like running a marathon, like I didn't know I was capable of this.
Right. And you are making your body different, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're improving
it's fun
your
to
body.
See.
It's just like how good can you get? I think it's just about how good can you get. All right. So what else? You send Christina a lot of strange text messages, Mark. I'm just going to be upset about this. I've seen them.
I like it. I don't not like it.
Sure. Yeah, tell me to stop.
No, I did. I never have.
We all, because I think it's like we all like attention.
Yeah, but it's also like I've had guys do that, and I'm like, dude, stop. No. But then when you do it, I'm like, oh, I love Mark.
I've been that guy.
You never were to me.
Oh, great. All right.
I always
keep
enjoy
texting.
It.
I enjoy it as well.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, that's going to change things. But
no, I don't always read them, only sometimes.
I have this weird thing about me. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you guys have it, but if I have this feeling, like this big, immense feeling inside me, I have to get it out.
Yeah. Okay. Especially when I'm drunk, I do.
Yeah, and I can't think straight. I can't. It's like a shit. I just got to get rid of it. It's got to get out of me or else I'm sick.
It's toxic.
It is. It's toxic.
It's like not coming. It's like,
yeah,
come.
I got blue text. So I just had to say it. I know you're in a relationship. I didn't mean anything by it. I wasn't expecting anything.
Not.
I just had to say it. Like, I've done it with other girls, done it with guys who I'm friends with. I'm like, dude, I fucking love you. We're such good friends. I'm so glad we met. Da, da, da. And people get weirded out by it, and some people are cool with it. So that was.
You're not
that was,
weird or creepy though.
Oh,
I don't classify you as that at all.
Yeah, I had to get it out.
I liked it.
I think I lie a lot, so maybe I have all these truths building in me, so I just gotta be truthful sometimes.
What do you mean you lie a lot?
Oh, I lie all the time.
Like, about what?
You know, just I have a fear of letting people down.
Oh man, I agree. I hear you.
Yeah. So if they're like, hey, come to my party, and I'm like, I just can't do it. I just can't be social right now. I'm in a funk. So
right,
I'll just be
right.
Like, oh, I'm you know, in traffic, or I'm stuck in a subway or whatever.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
The exact same thing. I have a fear of letting people down.
Right.
But then the very few times that I've been honest in those types of situations, because it's minor lies. It's not
right.
Like you're like betraying them by anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you are honest, it does feel good when they're like, it's okay, it's fine. And you're
like,
oh, I could have been honest. But I totally hear you with that. I do it to my parents a lot.
Yeah, me too.
A lot.
And it's a horrible way to live.
It is. It's anxiety ridden.
Oh my God! That's
right?
Why I drink so much, because I'm just like,
totally.
I got it. I feel bad about this. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I smoke some weed a lot at night.
Like, yeah.
Before I go to bed, because I feel bad about it.
I cannot relate to this at all. But
really?
That's really fun to watch this going on.
I envy that.
I have no.
You're very honest.
I have no idea what you're talking about right
now.
Wow. Like, honestly,
it's
terrible. Like a foreign territory.
Yeah.
It's
a
burden.
Where does it come from? I don't know.
I don't know either.
When growing up, my mom had depression,
mm-hmm.
and I think that it was always like a goal to make her laugh and make her happy and make her not sad anymore. So I think for me, that's where it came from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But and then it just escalated into I just never want to disappoint anybody. Disappointing somebody,
that's what it is.
Is the worst feeling in
me
the world
too.
To me.
Me
it's
too.
It's so fucking
See?
Bad.
Well,
we're on
when
the same
someone
wavelength.
Says, you know, that's like when you fuck up and your girlfriend doesn't get mad at you, she says, I'm disappointed in you. And that's like the worst thing she could say.
Drives me nuts.
Because
yeah.
you expect someone to yell at you and be like, you're a fucking asshole, how could you fucking do that? But when she just kind of like says, like, you know, in a movie that she's like, I'm just really disappointed
in
you.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Well, you don't like disappointing people. Or mainly yourself.
There's the key. I don't like disappointing myself.
Right.
Mm.
I don't disappoint myself.
Oh, I disappoint myself all the time.
I disappoint myself every day. I'm not completely perfect.
Right. I set very, very high goals for myself, but when I don't meet them, I'm more lenient on myself.
I am so fucking tough on my, and that, I think that's why I don't give a shit what anyone else thinks, because the standard I hold myself to is way higher than anyone would ever hold me to who loves me. Like, just brutal.
It's like inhumane.
Inhumane standards.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, when I had a really bad set a few weeks ago, really bad at Caroline's, and a manager came out to see me.
Ooh.
And he brought his guys with him, and I fucking bombed, and I wasted their time.
Oof.
I wanted to die.
I know that feeling.
It's the worst.
I
didn't talk for like a full 24 hours after that.
Yeah.
I couldn't even talk.
I think we texted about that.
Yeah. It was
I've
fucking
been there,
rough.
Sister. That is brutal.
I couldn't. It was very hard to recover. And like, I feel like I'm a different person now because
yeah.
of that experience.
It makes
Something
you
has
tough.
Shifted in me.
Yes.
Something has shifted in me greatly because of that.
I moved to New York. I had about a year of that, and it made me a better comic.
Yeah. A year of consistently?
Consistent bombing, and I had a meltdown maybe like 9 months into living in New York. And after that meltdown, I was better.
Really?
Yeah, I had to like shed a skin of like,
you know.
Well, Kathy Griffin says she bombed for like a complete year. Like she would just go up in like just fucking silence.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, obviously she's
just keep doing it.
Doing pretty well now.
Yeah.
Everything's
yeah.
fine. So how long have you lived in New York?
7 years-ish.
Oh, so less time than, almost like, you live what, six?
Six.
Okay, me 11, so that's why I'm so angry. but so in that, when you moved here, were you single or were you
single? Yeah,
you were single.
Oh yeah, cleaned up, baby.
You cleaned. Had you been dating someone in Louisiana or
no? I came here as a single guy. I moved to Brooklyn, and it was just
So what,
good to go.
What's like, can you like tell us about like one of the first craziest or like most New York-y sexual experiences
had? Jeez.
Sex in New York is so
exactly because it's such a specific thing.
Yeah, I had sex. I went to film school for a year.
Me too. Where'd you go?
A New York Film Academy.
Okay, I went to SVA.
That's a way better. This is a real racket. Don't ever go to New York Film Academy. It's a fucking joke.
Yeah, it is. They gave me a full scholarship.
I went to like a college.
Yeah, that's the real deal.
Mine's an accredited university.
So I, this is a, oh.
Sorry, Mark.
Yeah, this is a, like
sorry.
A warehouse
you're doing
in Union
great.
Square.
You're doing great.
I just got excited.
It is.
No.
Hand out flyers.
Right, right. So I went to New York Film Academy, and this is how shitty the school is. After I graduated, I started working there because I needed money.
Uh-huh.
And I became like a desk douche, you know, and I was just typing and data entry and all this. And I lived in Crown Heights, and it was the worst apartment of all time. My landlord died of AIDS while I was living there. That's how bad it was.
Ooh, how very rent of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got mugged three times in a year.
So 80s.
Oh my, wait,
yeah.
you got mugged three times in a year?
Oh, yeah.
You, I will say you kind of have
you
mugged
don't look intimidated.
Oh, I got a muggy. Oh, yeah.
I would never be intimidated to mug you if I was going to mug somebody.
No. And it was deep Crown Heights. I would have the white earbuds in.
What'd you say when you got mugged?
I mean, you just.
Here you go.
I imagine.
No, I mean, I tried to. It was always like a group of guys, so there was always like a, come on, what's that over there? And they turn and I'd try to run, they'd chase me. It was, yeah, I'm from New Orleans. You got fucked with all the time there.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up in Treme, so it was brutal.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm kind of savvy with the mugging, but I still got mugged. Yeah. So, I lived in Crown Heights, the worst apartment of all time. It was the winter. Our shower, we had no hot water, no heat, and no electricity for 7 days.
What?
7 days. That's how bad this apartment was. The guy had AIDS, so we just were like, us. We're not going to yell at you.
He had AIDS.
Yeah.
I mean.
The rent's not working. Well, I don't have any T-cells. All right, you win. Got it. So,
you go to his and knock on his door. He's like, hello. You're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Whatever. Never mind.
Right, exactly.
You want some food?
Yeah. So, I couldn't take a shower. It was snowing outside, and the water was too cold. So one day I was like, "Fuck it, I'm getting up early. And I'm just gonna make boil water in a pot and just go to town in the kitchen and clean myself with a rag."
Oh my god, like you're in India.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my god,
is that what they do in India?
I don't know. It's
apologies to all.
oh boy, wrong Indian.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So we're both ignorant. Inside.
Yeah. So I'm
so much in common.
The lights are out. I'm washing myself with this rag dipped in a pot. You know, whatever.
Oh,
it's weird. And the lights click on just by chance, and I look down, and the pot was filled with stovetop stuffing, like residue, like all around the corners and the top of it. My roommate had made stovetop stuffing the night before. I couldn't see it. It was so dark. So now I'm not only my BO and greasy, but now I'm covered in like spices
That's
and weird shit.
That's depressing as shit, dude.
But it took so long that I was like, I gotta go. I'm gonna be late. I lived way out in Crown Heights. It took forever to get to Union Square. So I jump on the train. It's me and 800 black guys are all like, damn, you smell good, you know? Like,
I fucking love stovetop stuffing.
It's good stuff.
It's pretty good. It's
so
it's pretty
good.
Fucking good.
I like it better than real stuffing.
It's like Hamburger Helper. I love that shit.
Oh, that's good too, yeah.
Fucking give me some of that.
So
anyway.
I get to work and I'm just fucking exhausted and miserable and gross.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I smell like shit. And I go up to everybody there, all the employees. I'm like, can I take a shower at your house? I know this is weird. Can I take a shower? I'm like this weird new employee. Like I'm begging people to bathe at their home. And so they're all like, "What? What's wrong with you?" And then I asked my old screenwriting teacher. I'm not gonna say her real name, but she was a real kooky lady, like crazy earrings, like big bun of red hair, wacky dress,
Betsy Johnson type.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you guys ever read The Magic School Bus?
Of course.
Yeah.
Mrs. Frizzle.
She was like a hot frizzle.
Nice.
Yeah, just a real artsy kooky lady. And she's like, "Yeah, sure, you can take a shower at my place, but look, I'm having people over at 8. For a dinner party, so get in, get out. And I said, no problem, I'll be there, great. So, 5 o'clock comes around, I run home, I get a towel, I get a bag of clothes, I'm so excited, I got some soap and shit. I'm gonna shower at Mrs. Frizzle's house, and I get there, she's cooking up a storm, there's like 8 pots going, like huge table, beautiful apartment, like a real New York lady.
Aww.
And she had a sofa, it's crazy. And so I brought 2 bottles of wine, it's like a thank you. And she was like, oh, my God, she's cooking, apron, the whole thing, stirring shit. And I was like, look, I'll just take a shower. I'll get out of here. You look busy. And she's like, well, we'll have 1 glass of wine. It's only 6 o'clock. No one's coming till 8. I was like, all right, sure, we'll have a glass. Uh-oh. Then we just start talking. We just start connecting. And, like, we have another glass, one bottle gone. We have another glass. Just great talking, laughing, you know, past and lost love and philosophy and the arts.
Really bonding. Over
yeah, that. Really bonding. Then she's like, well, you got it's only 7:30. You want to have a plate? I'll make you a plate. And I was like, all right, I really don't want to intrude, but yeah, it looks great. She had this great food. It was amazing. And more wine. So now we're hammered. We are just destroyed. And we're sitting in her living room. And it's like 7:55. I was like, look, I got to get out of here.
Did you shower?
Go. I haven't showered yet. We've just been talking and hanging out this whole time. And, you know, she was an older lady. So I never really thought about it.
Yeah.
And, so we're sitting on the couch in her living room, and it was a painting above the couch. And I was like, oh, this is a really nice painting. And she goes, look, I just want you to come in my face.
Yes!
Just
yes,
out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. It was wild.
You know, Miss Frizzle for
yeah.
the win.
Oh, yeah. Shit. So that we just started making out. We rolled onto the floor, and it was just this wild.
How much older than?
She was probably like, I was probably 24, 23. She was probably like 38.
Nice. Like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I love older women.
Did you come on her face?
Of course. A couple times.
Oh, my God.
Gentlemen.
Like stovetop,
she's
like,
I still haven't showered. That part was gross, but just hot and heavy and gross and loud, like stuff falling over, you
that
know,
is
rolling
a
around.
Great New York sex story.
But yeah. People start showing up because it was like seven. So
no one showed up. I got in the shower.
Do you think
that
this was
wild?
Like a plan?
I think it was all a setup.
Oh my god!
Oh
yeah.
My god, Miss Frizzle, you dirty little bitch!
Isn't
I love
that wild?
It.
Yeah. So here's the clincher. Gets better.
Oh,
so I forgot to mention she was menstruating. Which has never stopped me before.
Yeah,
right,
nor should it.
Because you're a real man.
Yeah.
Nor should it.
So, you know, we're going at it. And, you know, my boxers are like hanging on my knees the whole time because we never took clothes off, really. And so I'm just a murder scene, you know, because we had sex after the shower as well. And so then, you know, going at it, there's, you know, blood everywhere. And we pass out. I wake up. I have work the next morning. I was like, oh, my God, I got to go. So I'm putting my clothes on. I'm late. And she's like, look, don't tell anybody. What are you, crazy? I could get fired, you know, yada, yada. I was like, sure, no problem. So the moment I step into work, I call a meeting with all the men. And I go, hey, you're not going to believe this. I fucked Miss Frizzle last night.
Man, you non-smooth.
Well, he was 24. No,
I was 24.
Very few 24-year-olds are smooth.
And
I guess so.
None of them believed me. So I unbuckled my pants. I dropped trow. I had red stained underwear, and they were like, oh my god, and it was a hell of a show.
I like that.
And
that was what
that
was proof.
What
that was it.
And she never had a dinner party. She
no, nothing. Party. Nothing.
There
that,
was
so that
no
was, there
dinner
was,
party.
That was a fantasy.
Christina.
That was yeah. a fantasy. She
oh,
set
yeah,
that up. That,
maybe.
That's
yeah.
awesome. She's probably like, this is how I want him to fuck me.
Like,
I want him to be in an apron.
Right.
Ooh. Fuck that charismatic guy who makes all the hand motions.
That's me.
Fucking does that douche typing work. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a
that's
great
a great story.
Story.
Oh, thanks. It was a wild night. And that was like, I was in New York for a month. I was like, this is going to be amazing.
Exactly.
Can't wait to live here.
Exactly.
Aww.
Yeah.
So you said you like older women in general.
Love older women.
So like, do you try to date older women, or do you just kind of...
I don't
when
try
they
to
come
date
around.
Them. I lost my virginity to a 45-year-old when I was 16.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Borderline weird.
Yeah, it was weird. I think she was a prostitute, but she didn't charge me, so, you know.
Where
knows,
did,
who's
this
counting?
One's on me, kid.
Was yeah. this in Louisiana?
Of course, on Bourbon Street in the French Quarter. Classic New Orleans bullshit story, you know. You know, I was the king of the high school after that, I'll tell you that. But
really?
It was December 30th, 1999. So it was the day before
oh
the millennium, like Y2K. So there was a buzz in the air. So me and my friends, it was like me and like five guys. We're 16. We're running around the French Quarter. We have fake IDs. We're drinking, yada, yada. And this woman, you know, it's like New Orleans custom to flash people.
Yeah.
You know, she's on a balcony. And I was like, wow, she kind of looks like a Jennifer Aniston after a fist fight, I'd say. And so
all right.
I was like, wow, she looks great. And she goes, you want to come up? And I was like, sure, I'd love to come up. And she goes, all right, so come on up. It was the Ramada Hotel. And I try to go up, and the guy's like, you can't come up unless you're in the hotel, like you're staying here. And I was like, yeah. So I go back. I'm like, they're not letting me up. She's like, don't worry, I'm coming down. She comes down, very attractive woman wearing a leather jacket, no shirt under. You could see everything. And my friends and me are just like, oh, my God, we're 16. This is wild. And she's like, you kids want to come up and throw some beads? And we're like, oh, she doesn't want to do anything. So my friend is just nudging me, like, just try, say something. So I just kind of grab my balls and I go, look,
wow.
I don't want to go into 2000 a virgin.
Oh.
And she puts her hand on my shoulder. She goes, I won't let you. And
oh,
that was it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Mr. Smooth Operator. Yeah, ask and you shall receive. It really is true.
It yeah, really like, is true.
You got to ask. Just try. In my experience, if you ask like 9 times out of 10, it turns out in your favor.
Oh, yeah.
How long did you last?
Oh, I never came because I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long did you?
Oh, we had, it was like probably like a 2 hour thing. Just
what?
Rolling around.
She,
I mean,
really?
She just taught me everything. I was so clueless. She was like, do this, move here, pull this leg up. And so it was like a session.
Oh my God, it was like a tutorial.
A seminar.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So your first sexual experience, you learned a lot.
Learned a lot, yeah.
And it was a long
well, go.
And I'm sure that's kind of set the precedent. Like, oh, wow, this is like a fun, you seem like someone who likes to learn. Maybe it's like setting a learning experience for your future sexual endeavors.
Yeah, maybe. But older women are just the best because there's no bullshit. It's just like, I want to fuck,
right.
You want to fuck, let's do this. You know, we're yeah. adults here.
And I mean, that's something I think we hear a lot of.
Yeah, there's no like, hee, hee, hee.
Yeah,
know, like,
what are we? Where's this going? Oh, yeah. Come on, we're animals.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, speaking of animals, so we played your bit earlier about the sluts versus the prudes, but we never discussed it with you.
Oh, sure.
What was the, did a certain event or just your life inspire that?
I think the best bits are just things that you've always been like, what's up with that? I never got that. And that was one of the things. I just never got it. And I just was like, let me start writing it out. And then it took like 6 months to write. Because you say the word slut on stage and people just clam up. A lot of girls are like, oh,
yeah,
I don't
like
where
this is
going.
Yeah, so she has a white male.
Yeah, right. So I was just like trying to hit it home. Like, no, I think it's good. Or I think do what you want. Like, I'm for it. And it took forever to tweak it and turn it. And then writing the punchlines took forever. So... It was just one of those things that was always gnawing at my head, and I was like, I got to talk about this. And I bombed at open mics for like months,
really?
Months. Everyone hated it. And then I just started bringing it on stage, and one day it just clicked, and I said, all right, I'm going to keep going.
Oh, interesting.
That was it, yeah. But, we got to wrap.
Yeah, so now do the audiences, like, they obviously it gets a good reaction from audiences, but do people ever come up to you afterwards, like women, or, you know, I would guess it would be women, and be like, kind of like with a negative
feedback all the time
on...
all
really?
The time. Oh, I've had tweets, but Schumer was like, keep that bit, that's
no,
a good bit.
It's,
so
it's
that's
my
why
favorite
I kept it.
Of yours, because obviously we agree with you, and I think it's like
it's a great way to make that point,
because we don't
too.
Like to use the word slut on the podcast, but that being said, I think it just like it's a nice like non-faggy way, for
right.
lack of a better
yeah.
term, of proving the
Thank
point
you.
That you're making, because it's like you're not going to get on stage and be like, I love women, and like be some feminist bullshit.
Don't get me wrong, like just don't
but
explain
it's saying
yourself.
Like
right.
why are we all being shitty to something that's like, we're all having a good time, we're all having sex, and like, if you don't like it, just don't fucking.
It's so funny
because
you see guys at the bar like, this girl wouldn't put out with a fucking dyke, and right. then they're like, well, this girl puts out, she's a whore, and it's like, well, which one is it
right,
you know,
right.
Well,
so,
like I said, it all comes from insecurity,
yeah.
because
of
it's
course.
Like you're only a whore if you reject me,
right,
and
right.
you're and from the guy's point. And girls, I think Christina, you mentioned this, like a lot of times when we call someone a slut, what? It's because they're better looking or dressed
yeah.
better, like
or
we're
intimidated. It's all about intimidation.
It's like oh, she thought to wear a mini skirt.
When a girl calls another girl like, oh, she looks like such a slut, you're openly admitting that you're jealous of how hot she looks.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
You're worried opinion. That the man is going to choose that over you.
And
oh,
it's
yeah.
also giving permission for guys to be like, oh, she won't put out, fucking slut. Like, it kind of makes that.
Well, like Tina Fey says in Mean Girls, stop calling each other sluts and whores, because it's only giving men permission to call you sluts and whores.
Right.
Like, we have to be the first to stop doing it.
Yes.
And then everyone else will follow suit.
You treat it like the N-word, you know?
Well, kind
embrace
of,
it.
Well, I mean, there's different schools of thought on that. But yeah, no, I mean, that's like slut walk. That's what they did with slut walk. They embraced it.
Oh, there you go.
You know? And I mean, I think that's awesome. There's just different
yeah.
ways of doing the same thing. I just think people are too irresponsible with the word right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it doesn't feel right
people
to be
too
like,
dumb.
Hey, slut. It just doesn't feel...
No, it doesn't.
Well,
I don't
even
wanna,
with
I don't
the N-word, it kind of, like, that kind of backfired well, on everybody.
Yeah,
it didn't really go
like it's weird.
That
yeah,
well.
And every time I hear, like, people on the bus or on the subway or anywhere in public, like, black people calling each other that or Spanish people calling
Ugh,
each other that
because
they get that card,
what's
apparently.
What's that about, by the way?
I know. I don't know. It's always confused me. Or Asian people say it? I'm like, yeah.
What?
You can't, like, thug Asian
people.
If Asian
I know.
People can say the N-word, I should be able to say faggot because I'm as gay as they are black.
That's
you
true.
Know?
But it's like, it just doesn't feel, it just feels weird.
Yeah,
it feels
it
weird
does.
When they say it. I don't know, makes me uncomfortable.
Right. It's lost all its meaning now.
Yeah.
If all these kids are saying it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So to wrap up, I guess, What's the consensus on you guys' relationship? You're just going to keep admiring Mark. Each other from
we're
afar.
Friends. We're friends.
Yeah, we're
yeah.
friends. And I just love having a mature adult attraction to someone and just being like, okay, that's weird. But it's not weird.
And it's a good pick-me-up. You know, if I'm having a rough day, I'm like, hey, Hutchinson.
Yeah.
she thinks I'm attractive. Hey.
Is that something that you actually
it
think
is.
About?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I need a pick-me-up.
When I don't feel like, when I feel kind of like down or not attractive, like I agree. Like I think of that, I'm like, oh. That makes me feel good.
And have you discussed this with Steven?
Yeah, he knows. He dated a sex worker.
They have a very open relationship.
Okay,
okay.
Mark.
Jesus
it's just,
Christ.
Because it's a human thing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not,
that's
it's not
true.
A bad,
I meant very open, not open.
He's attracted to other, but he's attracted to other women.
Well, of course, he's
but
human.
Of course,
and does he tell you about that?
Yeah, he does.
And
wow.
You, and,
or if he thinks other women are attractive, he's like, "Well, that girl's beautiful." Or what? And I'm like,
"Oh, I love like shit hunting with my dude. I love walking and be like, oh, she has a great ass.' I'm like, yeah, she does have
yeah,
a great ass.
I do the same thing. Actually, we did that last night. This girl's ass was hanging out of her shorts. We're like, mm-hmm. Oh, follow that ass.
Yeah.
We like followed her.
Wow.
Well, for me, it's like a museum. Are you not? Are you gonna go to a museum and be like, I didn't pay that painting, so that painting's ugly? No, like if a painting's gorgeous, it's gorgeous, and like
yeah,
it doesn't mean that you're any less good looking because someone in front of you has a good ass. Like there's a lot of great stuff
exactly.
happening.
And also yeah. I do catch myself, like I was talking to Corinne, I've went on birth control. I'm like 3 months into being on birth control, and I've been on it a lot in the past, and it just fucks with me. And I've had these moments of just like feeling really insecure and really upset and emotional and just not like me. And the other day I think he was like looking at his friend's Instagram, and his friend is a lingerie model, and I was mm-hmm. like, you're looking at her Instagram? And I like got bitchy, and it felt awful because I'm like, that's not how I feel.
Yeah,
I'm just being jealous, and it just feels so it just doesn't feel natural.
And there will always be someone better looking, and there will always be someone funnier or more successful. And if you live your life like that, you will just be
let
exhausted.
The feeling of not feeling good enough go, because everyone's wonderful.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're not wonderful, step it up a notch, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Kick it up.
Get your shit together.
Yeah.
Shitheads.
Wow, I'm going to just start texting Steven now.
Yeah. Oh, he's great. He's wonderful.
All right.
Anything, I don't know. Yeah.
Any
Thanks
closing
for coming
remarks?
On.
Yeah.
And you want to plug?
I've been getting a lot of gay love lately. I just want to say thanks to the gays. I love you guys. I wish women liked me as much as gay guys, but I just want to say thanks.
I will say, I just want to say, I think more women like you and are attracted to you than you think.
Ah, well.
I really think so.
I do too.
You don't want to start thinking that because then you become one of those guys.
No,
I don't think it's in your nature.
I appreciate that.
I don't think
that.
It's in your nature to become one of those guys.
I hate myself.
I feel like I know you very well.
Yeah.
We're very similar.
Right.
And where can we find you on the internet? You want to plug anything?
Sure. Check me out on the Twitter. I'm at Mark Norm. Check out my podcast at Stand Up Labs as well. Tuesdays with Stories.
It's a great podcast.
It's a really good.
Thanks.
He's a very funny comedian. If he's playing live, you know, you're in your website's your name.com, right?
Oh, yeah. MarkNormanComedy.com.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Mark Norman Comedy.
It'll be in the information.
We'll put it all through you guys. Thank you so much. I think this is like a very fun, positive.
Yeah, happy
episode.
Wonderful.
We're all working out, drinking water.
Yeah, we're drinking water.
That'll go downhill very quickly.
Yeah, it will.
but it's going to be fun while it lasts. Thank you so much for listening, guys. You can find us on Twitter at Sorry About Last Night. It's SRY About Last NYT. You can email us at sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com and
Instagram.
Like us on Facebook. Yeah, Instagram.
Sorry about
we
last
tried
night.
To fight the Instagram, but you guys insist on following us on Instagram. So just fucking do
just
it.
Fucking,
it's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, you know.
It's not that private. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. It's hot out here for a bitch.